The humane antidote to these problems is love and compassion, which are the essential ingredients of world peace. We are social animals. The main factors keeping us together are love and compassion. When you have love and compassion for a very poor person, your feelings are based on altruism. By contrast, love toward your husband, wife, children, or a close friend is often mixed with attachment. And when your attachment changes, your kindness may disappear. Complete love is based not on attachment, but on altruism, which is the most effective response to suffering. Love and compassion are what we must strive to cultivate in ourselves, extending their present boundaries all the way to limitlessness. Undiscriminating, spontaneous, unlimited love and compassion are possible even towards someone who has done harm to you, your enemy. And the power of love and compassion is astonishing. Buddhism teaches us to view all sentient beings as our dear mothers, and to show our gratitude to our mothers by loving all sentient beings. One of the first actions we took in life was to suck milk from our mother's nipple, mother's milk being the very symbol of love and compassion. Scientists have documented through research on monkeys that offspring who are separated from their mothers for a prolonged period are more tense and harsh, lacking the capacity to express friendliness to others, whereas those brought up with their mothers are more playful, which implies happiness. According to the Buddhist outlook, we are born and reborn countless numbers of times, which means it is conceivable that each sentient being has been our parent at one time or another. In this way, all beings share family ties. From the moment of our birth, we are under the care and kindness of our parents. Later in life, when we face the suffering of disease and old age, we are again dependent on the kindness of others.